Your Daily Devo for August 26, 2026, titled Made New, written and read by Jen Peterson. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ. Titus 3:5-6. At the church my husband and I pastor in New York City, we hold our baptism services on the rooftop of the school where we meet. During a recent baptism service, one of the men shared his testimony of moving from believing his worth depended on his own performance to finding his identity in Christ. As he came up out of the waters of baptism, he immediately threw his hands up in the air, fully knowing the freedom of receiving the gift of new life. At the same time, the congregation erupted in cheers and applause, welcoming this new believer into the family of God. In all of Paul's letters, this is the only place that mentions rebirth, which immediately reminds us of John's gospel when Jesus interacted with Nicodemus about being born again. This image of cleansing waters bringing new life, rebirth, and renewal is paramount to our understanding of the sacrament of baptism. We follow Jesus and identify with him in his death and resurrection, but it is the Holy Spirit who does the cleansing work of renewal. His grace justifies us, declaring us righteous in the eyes of God because of the work of Jesus on the cross and through his resurrection. We're not just changed, we are made new. And this is something worth throwing our hands up in the air. Hallelujah. Today's action step: praise God for how he has made you new.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.